Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pavko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixes. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Mixes steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixes scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing center field. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gordon moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Gordon scores. Pavko moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer takes first base on ball 4. Pavko moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ward. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Pavko scores. Adcock scores. Dittmer goes all the way around to score. Crandall moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a line drive towards the mound. Hacker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crandall scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mixes bunts towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baumholtz moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to third. Mixes moves to second. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dittmer hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crandall. The throw from McCullough to Smalley and they have Crandall trapped. The throw over to Fondi, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon throws the ball into Dittmer who tags Baumholtz, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Bickford now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball four. Karel Sawatzki pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Karel Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Karel Sawatzki now catching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hacker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ditmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Ditmer moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pavko, who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-3 in the game. Mathews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Duke Simpson now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dittmer takes first base on ball 4. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.